overwhelmed with your child's problem? I was. And God sent somebody with this scripture promise. All your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom. I know there are a lot of children with problems today, and God sent me to help you, to share with you that healing and health and success are part of your salvation covenant. Listen to this. All your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom, their total well-being. Shalom means nothing missing, nothing broken, everything in working order. God wants total well-being for all children. That's God's will. Let's work together to take it by faith. I'll be right back. This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. Glory to God, hallelujah! Jesus has been raised from the dead. That's the news, and it's amazing. It's the best news ever. Jesus raised from the dead. Welcome to the Great Shalom Broadcast, where we proclaim that God wants total well-being for all children, and Jesus being raised from the dead has everything to do with your child. Let me tell you. Let me tell you how. We can now live in Him. That's what we're going to talk about today. Lord, bless my listeners. Help them hear your word. Change their lives and the lives of their children. Glory to God. I've been waiting to do this broadcast. And let me read to you from 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 11. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. That's the point. Our life can be in Jesus Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, risen from the dead. But let me read this in context. And 1 John 5 and 11, this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we know that He hears us, whatever we ask. We know that we have what we asked of Him. And skipping down to verse 18, we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, it's so great. So this is the central claim: that Jesus was this Messiah, the Son of God. He came, He died for us, and was raised for us. And He was bodily resurrected. And people saw Him and felt Him, you know, and ate with Him after He died and came again. He had a body. He was really resurrected. That is the claim. And it was well attested to in history, having four or more eyewitnesses. How can you get stronger historical evidence than that? In fact, there are very few people in history whose lives at all are as well attested to that. So don't believe some skeptics' claim about that. We have independent sources, and they say that Jesus rose from the dead. Of course, there's some contradictory story, well, at least one contradictory story, that doesn't make sense. Specifically, that a bunch of Roman soldiers would let some fishermen from Galilee steal what they were standing guard on. Of course, that's preposterous and has some motivation behind it. But notice also that it's very clear that something very real changed about the disciples, the apostles. In Mark, particularly, they're really dense. They just don't get it. They're kind of clumsy, and this is not working. Afterwards, these 12 men turn the world upside down. Something different has happened. Before, Jesus went about doing good healing. Afterwards, the disciples went, testified, and were healed, and the eyewitnesses died. Martyr's death. You don't die a martyr's death over a lie. But the great news is that we live in Him. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. This is huge, folks. This is huge. This is not only about our sins being forgiven, although that is huge, and that is good news. Woo! It is good news. We've been talking about repentance for a few weeks now. You may not have realized that because it was all good news. Actually, that we can repent is great news. Repenting means turning around and going in the other direction. And when we have a call from God to repent, it's good news because that means we can make a course correction. And it is good news when we repent that God is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse us. That's excellent news because, well, if you've noticed, we get dirty. We get caught going in the wrong direction. Glory to God, but He can clean us up and set us on the right path again. That in itself is enough. But not to God. No. It's enough to rejoice about and have, focus on. But there's more. There's more. It's not just forgiveness and cleansing from sin, but it's also new life. And what kind of life is that? Abundant life. And we talked about how the whole epistle here, the letter from John, is about love. And so our life in Him is a life of love. And have you noticed that's kind of how humans are built? We kind of want to live in love. And boy, when we are living in love, it's just glorious and everything is wonderful. Well, that seems to be fairly temporary when we're, in the natural, when we're young and we discover our first love or something. But we can live in that kind of ecstasy and much beyond all the time. Okay, so is this about changing a mindset? Yes. Forgiveness of sins, changing a mindset. Yeah. But there's more. It's about changing everything. Everything. Your circumstances. The circumstances of your nation. It's about making the whole planet a Garden of Eden. Yeah. This is really important. This is really central to the claim here of the whole course of Scripture from Genesis through the revelation of Jesus. I want real change in my world. I'm not living only for my own happiness. I want to see the world around me corrected. And that's the claim of Jesus. And as a mother, the most important thing to see in Shalom is your children, right? As a grandmother, it's your grandchildren. This is the claim that you and your household shall be saved, rescued. That is not simply a religious word that says, your sin's forgiven and go to heaven. It's that, but it's more. It means you live this life, abundant life, the life of God in us. Just a minute. Let me grab my Greek lexicon. I want to show you one more thing in the Scripture. It's great. Okay, so we read in IV today, we read, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So let's look at that word eternal. It's the word aionios from aeon, okay? Aionios might be best translated perpetual and is translated eternal, forever, everlasting. The King James seems to switch eternal and everlasting. Okay, so, but you're familiar with the whole idea of an eon, an age. Okay, but get this. So it is everlasting life. Life goes on and on in perpetuity. But specifically in this context, it's talking about the messianic period, messianic age, the age where the Messiah rules. Ooh, isn't that good? We have eternal life now. Yes, we will live with him in his kingdom. Yes, we can. The kingdom is among us. We can live in that kingdom now. Ooh, that's great, right? So the picture of a kingdom works, but we could also say the reign of God, the administration of God, right? Because we want to be under that high priestly administration. We want to do things the way God does them. And we then are ambassadors of that kingdom, part of the royal family. So we spread the kingdom. Oh, what kind of a kingdom? Kingdom Jesus showed us what kind of a kingdom when he died and rose again. It's a kingdom of love, real love. Not just syrupy, sweet, sentimental, beautiful love. Oh, it's beautiful. And don't you know that so much of Western art and beauty has come out of devotion? But more than beauty, real fixes. All right, so we're talking about children. We know that children have real needs. Poverty, or being orphans, but I'm talking mostly to mothers, so your children aren't orphans. What needs do your children have? Some of the most heartbreaking ones are healing and healing of some sort of learning problem. Jesus came to fix all of that. And you and I, we are sent to fix all of that. How many orphanages have been opened up in the name of Jesus? Amen. And let us support those. How many healings, miraculous healings, have happened this year in the name of Jesus? And let us support that. How many inner healings, how many healings that are not necessarily recognized as miraculous? And the same goes for learning problems. Now, those who did not apply to Jesus, those who walked away from Jesus, those who argued with Jesus when he was walking around and healing people, they didn't get healed. But everyone who applied to Jesus did get healed. In one case, Jesus sort of had to try again. So, do you see? Well, I see men like trees walking. Okay, so. But everyone got healed. He healed them all. It says that more than once in Scripture. He healed them all. And it also says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Silver and gold? Well, I have some. But this is what I want to give you. This is the most valuable life in his Son. What kind of life? It's eternal life. Not just going on after death. Hallelujah. It is that. He who believes shall never die. It is life of that quality now. It is messianic life. It's messianic life. And that applies to me and it applies to you because we are followers of Jesus. Right? When we exchanged our life for his life, when we got saved, born again, we took his life and we're supposed to live in him. That's the deal, folks. Wow, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Let me read it again. And this is the testimony. So this is what John was testifying to, and this is what so many others and I now am preaching. This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Glory to God. So when we walk around in the anointing, right, that's in Christ. That's being like Messiah. Because He is our King. He connected us with Daddy God. And so as we continue in His presence, we and continue looking at His word, being transformed according to that word, we become like Him. That's the deal. Wow. And what kind of a life? It's a life of shalom, salvation. It's shalom in all areas, peace, prosperity, peace inside and outside, health, healing, wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken. It's great, folks. And joy. And joy, too. I want to say just a little something about messianic. You know, in modern English, when we say messianic, often the connotation is negative. Oh, he has a messianic complex. Excuse me, what's wrong with that? Now, if you mean that a person is a megalomaniac, that's not a messianic complex. That's being a megalomaniac. In fact, that's being like Satan. That's the picture we have of Satan, that he was the worship leader and he wanted to be like God. All right. And so now he's really angry and upset at everybody because he wants to be worshipped. That's megalomaniac. But a messianic complex would be, I'm here to help. I'm here to serve. And a messianic complex is to say, I'm here to serve. God sent me to serve. Now, we know that we don't serve from our own self. You know, who am I to fix the whole world? No, but I have that treasure of God's life in my earthen vessel. Okay, Paul's words. That's what I mean when I say channel. Because I think so often when we hear, some of us, when we hear scripture, it's so familiar that we don't hear it. And for others of us, it's so unfamiliar that we can't understand it for some people. And I want to reach out to those people, people in Austin who care about spiritual things, but don't get what's going on with Christianity, right? The Christians who don't get it, the non-Christians who don't get it, all right? But this is what I have found. And this I testify, that in Him we have life, and His life can be in ours, and His life can be our life. And that applies to me, and it can make me happy. But more than that, I want to tell you, it can apply to my children, my grandchildren. It certainly has, and it can apply to your children and your grandchildren and your students and your mission and your calling in life, whatever your vocation happens to be. And I hope I have teachers listening to me, because the spirit in which you bring the spirit you bring inside the classroom, in your being, it matters a lot. And some of you may be privileged to speak in an environment where you can name the name of Jesus because you're in a Christian school or what have you. But even if you're called somewhere else, you cannot fail to bring Jesus in your heart. If Jesus is in your heart, you'll bring Him with you wherever you go. It's a great privilege. This is what I want to do, is to change the world. I can't make it loving. I can't even make it smarter. But that's what Jesus came to do, to bring us shalom. Now, if you have understood my claim and you haven't exchanged your life for the life of Jesus, of Yeshua, then let me invite you to do that. You see, because He exchanged His life. And now you can do that also. You just say, Dear God in heaven, I receive this gift. I receive Your grace. And I take Your life and I give up my life. I believe Jesus died for me and rose for me. And I proclaim him as Lord. He is Lord of my life. And if you do that, a minute from your heart, Jesus will come and live in your heart. He will be Lord of life. And his kingdom is a good kingdom. We believe according to the words of Scripture, Romans 10, chapter 10. The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. And this is the word of faith. We are proclaiming that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. That means forgiven of your sins. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved, rescued. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts him will never be put to shame. Hallelujah. So if you prayed that prayer and exchanged your life for the life of the Lord, you are born again. If you meant it, doesn't matter how you feel. You are born again. Write me and let me know and find a Bible-believing church who understands these things which I've been telling you. But you have just begun a wonderful journey because your sins are forgiven. You're justified. But now an awesome, powerful life is birthed within you. Another story that I can use to illustrate this, if you remember the third Star Trek series, and it had a character named Dax, and she was a lovely young woman, but she had a very old symbiont being in her. And without the symbiont, she was timid and shy, but with the symbiont inside her, she was all confident and all competent. And that's what it's like to walk in the anointing. You have a life, you have a love, you have a knowing. It's great. But we have to walk in it and walk toward that and grow in that, grow in this grace. Grace is not just simply forgiveness and unmerited favor. It is that, but it is also empowerment, unmerited favor to get something done. Hallelujah. This life. There's just so much more to tell you. And that is why we know that when we pray, we have our prayers answered, because the Lord prays to the Lord. This is why we don't sin, because this life, the alive life, is so much better than the dead life that we were living before. It's a comparison. Choose life. It's so much better. You and your household. And that's what I want to tell you this resurrection day, that Jesus is risen. Jesus was raised from the dead, really and truly. He really died. He really rose again. And that has real consequences for you and for your children. Jesus is alive. And that's why we repent. That's why we have a hope in ourselves, so we purify ourselves. That's why we repent, because we're going to have a course correction, because we can live in new life. We can live in him and he lives in us. That's why we believe in prayer, because we know that he hears us when we ask. And if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and therefore we have it. And that's why we have eternal life. And we know we have eternal life because he lives and we're in him. So therefore we can live. And it's a life that goes on after we leave our bodies, but it is also a life of a different quality. It is living in the messianic age with the Messiah, because we're living in the Messiah and the Messiah is living in us. This is the resurrection that we are celebrating. Hallelujah. For us and for our children. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. My study guide, How to Contend for Your Children, is now available. Learn how to pray for your children, make a supportive prayer group, and learn what the Bible has to say about how to contend in prayer for your child. It is suitable for personal study, or it's a turnkey guide for a group Bible study. You may get this book by going on to my website, www.greatshalom.org, clicking through, and you will have it sent to you, or you may download it for a discount. How to Contend for Your Child Study Guide, now available at www.greatshalom.org. That's www, great like big, and shalom is S-H-A-L-O-M.
God wants you healed. We know this for many reasons. Read why in Sister Sharon's new book, God Wants You Healed. Turn away doubts and receive healing. It is not God's plan for any child to have pain or deficiency. Stop believing stories and get one step closer to God and healing by understanding God wants you healed. Send $15 to P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630.
And we would receive an offering this Resurrection Day. Anything marked for Zimbabwe will go directly there for pastor training immediately. And you may write me at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. That's P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. And of course, you may donate online at www.greatshalom.org or email me at info@greatshalom.org. info@greatshalom.org. Thanks so much. And this is Sharon Sarles proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. And it's available because Jesus has risen from the dead. Receive it by faith.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom Broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.